Hey everyone, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Epic Measures by Jeremy Ann Smith. It's about a guy who decided to count every disease and injury on the planet, and honestly, it's wilder than it sounds. Sophie, you read this too, right?
I did, and I'm so glad we're doing this one. It's the story of Dr. Christopher Murray, who created the Global Burden of Disease Study. Basically, he wanted to know what actually makes people sick and kills them everywhere, not just in rich countries. And that turned out to be a huge deal.
Right. And it all started because nobody really knew the answer to that question. Before Murray, health decisions were often based on whatever disease was in the news or which lobby group shouted loudest.
Exactly. And that meant things like mental illness or back pain, which cause tons of suffering but don't kill you, were basically invisible. They didn't show up in the data, because the data only counted deaths.
So Murray came along with his medical degree and his economics PhD, and he thought, what if we could measure the total burden of disease, not just deaths? And that's where the daily comes in. That's the disability-adjusted life year.
Right, and the daily is genius because it combines years lost to early death with years lived in poor health. So one daily is one lost year of healthy life. That way you can compare a fatal disease like heart attack with something like depression, which doesn't kill but really messes with your life.
And when they actually did the counting, they found some pretty uncomfortable truths. Like, depression is one of the leading causes of disability worldwide, but it gets a fraction of the funding compared to diseases that are less of a burden.
That was a huge wake-up call. And it also made Murray a lot of enemies. I mean, he was basically telling people that their favorite disease wasn't as important as they thought. That did not go over well.
Oh, I bet. And his methods were controversial too. He used statistical models to estimate disease burden in countries with bad data. And critics said he was just making numbers up.
But his argument was that an imperfect estimate is better than no estimate. When you have no data, you're just guessing, and guesswork costs lives. So he pushed forward, even when people threw shade.
And then came the political battles, especially when he worked at the World Health Organization. He wanted to publish independent, honest numbers, but the WHO was all about diplomacy and not embarrassing member governments. It was a clash of cultures.
Yeah, that was rough. He got forced out in 2004, and he called it a form of exile. But he bounced back. He went to the University of Washington and founded the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation with funding from the Gates Foundation.
And that's where the project really took off. They started producing all these detailed estimates that got published in top journals and made headlines. It became a global powerhouse for health data.
And the impact has been huge. The Gates Foundation used the data to guide its giving, and countries like Mexico, China, and India have used it to design their health systems. The study showed that infectious diseases are declining, but heart disease, diabetes, and cancer are on the rise everywhere.
Plus, it revealed that a lot of the world's health problems are preventable. Things like high blood pressure, smoking, poor diet, and air pollution are massive risk factors, but they don't get the same attention as the diseases they cause.
Right, and that's the core message. What gets measured gets done. Without numbers, problems stay hidden. Murray gave the world a way to see the full picture of suffering, and that's a big deal.
But it also raises those uncomfortable questions. Can you really quantify suffering? Is it fair to compare a year of life lost to malaria with a year lived with depression? Murray's answer is that we need some common metric to make rational choices. The alternative is just letting the loudest voices win.
And on a personal level, Murray comes across as brilliant but tough. He's not the easiest guy to work with, but he's driven. The book shows how science is messy, with fights over methods and data, but also how one person's obsession can change the world.
It's a really inspiring story. The takeaway for me is that data matters, and even imperfect data is better than nothing. It's about bringing evidence to decisions that affect millions of lives.
And if you're curious to learn more, The whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So here's the thing. Epic Measures is about counting every life, and in doing so, changing how we think about health. It's a reminder that numbers, when used right, can be a force for good. We'll see you in the next one.